Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. And once again, good morning. On the questions that were asked by the distinguished delegate from Peru, indeed, the process works as following. Any highlighted result that is put in, let's say you pick one of the three, will be monitored for 3 years. So it will appear in the next three program plans as we go forward. And on the fourth year, it drops off. And then it goes from there because we add a new result each year. It's also important to remember that each year we provide an update as part of the program performance when we submit the papers to you. So that will happen in the context of the January 2025 working party meeting. There you will see the performance report and what the rest of the document looks like. And if I may take a moment and connect it to an earlier comment made by the distinguished delegate from Indonesia, I think it's important to bear in mind that the process for the program plan that begins here with you today and that goes to the formal session of the working party in January, in which you approve the draft that we will be preparing based on your guidelines, is only focused on certain parts of the work of the organization. It does not reflect the full areas of priority on which we are working on. So you will see, as the directors try to explain to you the highlighted results they picked, it's almost like picking one child out of 10 children in your division. And which one do you highlight that year? So it's not an easy exercise. So it has to also match what the member states see as a priority, and then what also looks at some of the emerging issues that are coming on. So that's the chain in which they connect. I hope I've answered the question. And I think the distinguished delegate from Palestine also spoke of the time needed to respond to some of these things. We are also available informally afterwards should you wish to get additional information on how the process works or to facilitate your work. Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chair.